Welcome to Framework of Field.
Framework is a show consecrated to field recording and its use in composition. Field recording, phonography, the art of sound hunting. Open your ears and listen. Framework of Field is a series of Framework special editions curated and produced by guest artists from around the world. A new edition is aired every second week, alternating with our standard Framework broadcasts. For more information, see our website at www.resonancefm.com/framework or contact us directly at framework@talk21.com. This edition has been produced in London, England by Antonis Antoniou. For more information, see www.myspace.com/AntoniouA. That's spelled AntoniouA.
Soundscape Nicosia is a sonic portrait of Nicosia, a composition that investigates the changes noted in Nicosia's soundscape over the past 50 years, from 1957 to 2007. Guided by the sense of hearing, something that has been quite neglected by the Western world, the listener is invited to explore the neighborhoods and the streets of the city and to experience a place in an unusual way. The project attempts to bring out the important role that different socio-political events played in the changing of the city's soundscape. How important was the changing of the political situation, the socio-economic changes, and the developments in technology, commerce, and the building industry to the changing of the sounds? The listeners are also invited to use their senses in a more balanced way and to break away from the prevailing sense of vision so that they can feel everyday life more strongly. The composition has a documentary-like tone and includes interviews with residents, workshop owners, and shop owners in the city of Nicosia. These interviews are the main source of information with regard to the sounds of the past. Through the interviewees' memories, stories, phrases, and comparisons, Nicosia's past soundscape begins to be imagined, as well as what sounds have changed and why. The interviews were used in order to support the argument that Nicosia's soundscape has dramatically changed and not to promote any of the political or other beliefs expressed by the interviewees. The sounds that the community of people produces reflect customs, habits, beliefs, and generally a way of living. Various political and social changes in a community's life result in the changing of dynamics at different levels. Over the past 50 years, Nicosia's soundscape has probably witnessed the most dramatic change ever. In view of the Cyprus problem's recent developments, for example the recent opening of Leather Street and the much-awaited lifting of the Green Line, Nicosia's soundscape will undoubtedly receive a new wave of changes that could be investigated in a similar way.
During the 1950s, a referendum among the Greeks of Cyprus officially demanded their independence. After the liberation struggle of 1955 to 1959, on the 16th of August 1960, Cyprus is declared an independent republic, with Nicosia as the capital of the new state. The island acquires a parliament, ministries, and new schools. All the island's communities participate in the new state: Greeks, Turks, Armenians, Maronites, and Latins. In 1963, after the Turkish Cypriot revolt, Nicosia is divided into a Greek and Turkish sector by the Green Line. Since then, it remains divided and now constitutes the last and only divided capital in Europe. From this observatory, the city spreads below us. Look towards the four points of the horizon, and you will see Nicosia without dividing lines, with all its monuments, its history, and its people.
Mm. θυμούμαι τους εγώ και θυμούμαι που είναι και χώρο και αν δεν είναι το τζαμί. Ναι, διότι ευκέντναμε και περιμέναμε...
In 1963-64, Nicosia was divided. Before that, there was a Turkish quarter, a Greek quarter, and there were also areas with mixed communities. I remember when this mosque had a muezzin. When we were kids, we waited for him to take his siesta, and then we climbed up the minaret. When he woke up, he used to chase us shouting. It was fun. After the riots in 1963, in Nicosia, not in the rest of Cyprus, a division line was created here in Ermou Street. The Turkish Cypriots went north and the Greek Cypriots went south.
Yes, I remember listening to the muezzin's prayers since always, but since the Turkish invasion in 1974, they put the volume higher just to make the presence stronger. In the past, I remember the muezzin appearing on the minaret balcony and praying without any amplification, but in the last 10 to 20 years, they're using very loud speakers. And when they put the volume right up, the whole area shakes. I had shops here in the old city for many, many years, and I got used to this sound. I don't feel anything anymore when I hear the muezzin. I get annoyed only when it's too loud. Most people, though, especially people visiting Nicosia from villages or from other towns, feel very bad when they hear him. The sound reminds them of the war, and they get scared. But I hear 5 to 10 different muezzins 3 to 4 times a day, and I'm used to it now.
Κάτω στην Ελλάδα. Ω, μανούλα μου! Μα πού το πάρπα μου! Πού πάρπα! Ωραία, μου έκαμε το βόδι, να! Πάρπα! Παρπούλι! Ω, μανούλα μου! Και τι να γίνει τώρα, Ισά! Ω, μανούλα μου! Να!
Λόγω του ότι ή παραπάνω με τα ποδήλατα.
During the last 4 or 5 years, all these foreigners have invaded the old town. And because most of them use bicycles, I began fixing bicycles. I used to be just a motorbike mechanic, but since there's a bicycle market now, I thought to fix bicycles too, for that extra bit of money.
Thank you.
I've had this tailor shop since 1973. That's before the war. In the old days, you used to hear children playing, running up and down and squealing in this neighborhood. Now the place is full of immigrants from Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and Africa, so the sounds have changed a lot. There is also fear. One night as I was sewing, someone came into the shop asking for money. Since then, I have my door shut or even locked. 10 years ago, the doors of every workshop here were wide open, and one could hear several characteristic sounds as he walked along the street. Sounds made by tailors, shoemakers, craftsmen, carpenters, smiths, and many others. Now most of them are gone away for many reasons, and others, like myself, work with the doors shut. There are also some shop owners who hang little bells on their doors so that they can hear when someone enters. Today, you just can't feel as secured as in the old days.
Okay, until what time you are here?
4:30.
Okay, I will try to come. Okay, you finish, maybe
now
tomorrow.
Finish now, yes.
Okay, I'm fine. Okay,
Before 1960, there were no houses outside the walls. It was all just fields and rocky land. Shepherds would take their animals there to graze. I remember Magario Avenue being just a dirt road, and now is the biggest shopping street in Nicosia. The big change came in 1960 with our independence, when the city began to expand outwards and new roads and houses were being built outside the walls. I remember going to my school, which was a couple of kilometers away. I would ride my bicycle through the fields to get there, and all one could hear was nature sounds. If you try to follow the same route today, all you can hear is city noise.
κεφαλικό σημείο, ένα σημείο, όπως ήταν τότε η Παγκιά Λευκοσία, που ήταν όλα σαν πράγματα συγκεντρωμένα. Και η πολιτική ζωή, και η εμπορική ζωή.
Νικοσία, within the walls, used to be the heart of Cyprus. It was a lively city. It used to have a vibrant structure and a flourishing economy, trade and culture. The city had everything, cinemas, theaters, taverns, shops. The streets were always full of people and there were very few cars. In the evenings, people used to take their chairs out to the street to sit because it was cooler. Those who had a television, and we are talking about the end of the 60s, used to put it at the entrance of their house and watch it from the street. They even carried their tables out on the street and ate outside. When a car wanted to pass, every now and then, they moved the things on one side. Things used to be different then, much different than today. This was the center of everything, and people participated. They were out in the streets. You didn't need to read newspaper or watch the news on TV. The streets were lively places of social activity, and everything happened before you. That Nicosia has disappeared, and I don't think it can ever exist again. It used to be a unique place.
A Camberwell investigates in depth the sonic properties of a house in Camberwell and frequently makes references to the identity of the community that sleeps and wakes up under the same roof. It is a journey through the house, exploring the different spaces and focusing on the interesting and distinctive sounds of each room. The house is situated on a very busy road, where buses, police sirens, heavy trucks, and traffic jams constitute the main keynote sounds. It is an old three-floor typical English house with wooden floors and wooden stairs, carpeted everywhere apart from the kitchen. As a result, our pace is always accompanied with the characteristic creaks and squeaks. There is a clear narrative in the piece. It is a visit to the house, a touring through its different rooms, a linear transition into the sound quality of each space.
To Camberwell Green.
how are you? Yeah, are you going downtown tonight? Okay, maybe I'll see you later. Bye-bye. Bye.
This is Speedology.
Klepseme, which means come and steal me away, is an electroacoustic piece based thoroughly on the recorded voices of several people's recitation of a poem in Greek language. The actual meaning and tone of the text has been the point of departure for this composition. The poem itself has a sense of tension and release, phrases with strong language and phrases with romantic and sweet language. This is the translation. Waiting for you. Come and treat me to one of your sweet caresses. Set a fire that will melt my frozen existence. Console my field's drought. Violate the front door of my home and steal me away. Throw me back onto the street. Line up my heartbeats. Preserve me so you can use me next winter. Keep me in your cupboard with your winter clothes. Kiss my eyes to take away the faintness. Invade my body with 1,000 tanks. Weep away my past. Fill all spaces where I sleep with feathers. Nail my arms open on a tree. Steal me away. Steal me away.
Thank you. Και λιώσε την παγωμένη μου κατάντια.
Τα σημεία που γλιστράω. Κάρφωσε μου τα χέρια ανοιχτά. Σε δέντρο.
Έλα μου τα μάτια να ξεζαλιστώ.
Κλέψε με.
Κάνε εισβολή.
Κλέψε με.
Κλάψε μου τα χρόνια που πέρασαν. Γέμισε με πούπουλα τα σημεία που γλιστράω. Κάρφωσε μου τα χέρια ανοιχτά. Σε δέντρο. Κλέψε με. Κλέψε με.
You have been listening to Framework Afield. For more information, contact us at framework@talk21.com or see our website at www.resonancefm.com/framework.
Thanks for listening.